9 verses 26 through 28 for the text of our lesson this morning. And when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and he showed them how he had seen the Lord on the road, and they had spoken to him, how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And he was with him at Jerusalem, coming in and going out. That's the reading of Acts chapter 9, verses 26 through 28. Well, we've been talking about which church you ought to be a member of. And just a very brief reiteration of things we've talked about before. Don't join any denomination. Just be baptized into Christ for the remission of your sin. Believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Repent of your sins. Confess with your mouth your faith in Christ Jesus. Be baptized in water for the remission of your sins. And the Lord will add you to His church, His body. And you'll be a Christian. You'll be a member of the church that Jesus built. And that takes care of denominations. Just forget about denominations. Don't join any of them. They're wrong. They're divisive. We should not be a member of any denomination. But that doesn't take care of the matter of being a member of a local church. Saul of Tarsus came to Jerusalem. He was already a disciple of Christ. He was not yet called a Christian. That name wasn't given until Acts chapter 11. But he was already a disciple of Christ. He'd already been baptized into Christ by Ananias in the city of Damascus. And so he was a member of the church Jesus built. But he wanted to be a member of that local church. And that's what, and we've made the distinction. We've talked to you already about the fact that the word church is used in three ways when talking about God's people in the New Testament. It's used in the sense of the universal body of the saved. That's what you're baptized into. When you became a Christian, you became a member of the body of Christ, the church Jesus built. But then it's also used in the sense of a local congregation, such as the Highway 5 South Church of Christ, a local body of disciples. And then it's in the third sense in which it's used, it's the assembly. This assembly this morning, the people are the church. This building is not the church. This is just a building that's owned by the church to do the work that the Lord has given the church to do. It's not the church. The church are the people that are meeting inside this. We are the assembly of God's people come together to worship Him, to study His Word. And so that's the three senses in which that word church is used. Now, which local church should you be a member of? Which local church should you join? Well, one thing for sure, you have lots of choices in Mountain Home and in Baxter County. Now, first of all, Larry and Marlene and Calvin drive down Highway 201 coming in, and I haven't driven in the way that they come, because I get on the Highway 201 one block south of where I'm talking about. But there's a new church there, and Larry tells me that there's fellows standing out there wearing orange sweaters or orange vests and flagging people into this new church that's meeting there across the Baxter Lab on Highway 2. And by the way, if you're going just a little bit north of there and turn off, there's two or three church buildings there. It seems one thing that is absolutely, the economy's strong, but I don't think, well, that maybe have something to do with it. One thing that's happening in Mountain Home in Baxter County, there's new churches coming in. Have you noticed that? All the time there's new churches coming in. And all kinds. They have all the, years ago, a Nigerian preacher made the joke to me. He meant it as a joke. He said, it is impossible to start any new denomination in Nigeria because every possible name has already been taken. Well, not true. The new names that people come up with just amaze me, that all the different things that they have, and everything, every appeal that you can think of. You know, there's a cowboy church, of course, and so if you're a cowboy, they've got a church for you. And there's a biker's church, so if you're a biker, there's a church for you. But all the appeal, and there's various kinds of appeals. If you want to go to a church that has traditional worship, and I presume that would be closer to what the Catholics have, then you can find a church like that. In fact, there's one church a meeting over on the west side of town that advertises. They have a traditional service and they have a contemporary service. So if you like traditional worship, then you can have that. Or if you like the more rock and roll type stuff, you can have that. It just depends on what you like. If you like country music, I'm sure you can find some place that's what they cater to. If you want to have a preacher that gets up front and struts and yells and waves his arms, you can find somebody that does like that. If you want to have a place where there's entertaining music, you can have that. If you want to have fun, food, frolic, and games, you can have that. Whatever you want, all of that is catering to what you want. I ask you a question. What does the Lord want? You know, that's what people just seem to leave out entirely. What does the Lord want? Now, this is not in your outline. You can write this verse down. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Let me ask you a question. When you became a Christian, were you crucified with Christ? If you truly became a Christian, then you went down into that watery grave of baptism, having repented of your sins, and you died to your sins. You died to the love and practice of sin when you repented, and you came forth a new creature, Romans 6, verses 3 and 4. And when you did that, then you should have been given your life to Christ, and no longer does it matter what I want. What matters is what does Christ want. And when you're looking for a local church to be a member of, you ought to be looking for not what do I want, but what does God want? What's God's choice in the matter? And by the way, when it comes down to Churches of Christ, Sandy and I, when we first moved here 10 years ago, we drove all around Baxter County just looking for the sign Church of Christ. And if I remember correctly, we found 14 buildings that had a sign that said Church of Christ or Church of Christ meets here. So there's lots of choices there too, by the way. And they differ from one another. They ought to be all the same. God put all his people the same, but they're not. There's differences. How do you decide which one? Well, as I go through the lesson, it's going to be pretty brief this morning. It's not just a matter of somebody that's looking for a church, what church you ought to join. But it's also a matter, as a local congregation, what should we be like? Whatever God wants us to be, that's the way we better, whether people want that or not. We better be what God wants us to be. Now, I'll just make a brief aside here. Joe and I know how to fill up a building. You may think we don't. We do. We know that if we had cookouts and fun and food and frolic and entertainment and a band and depending on whether you like rock and roll music or country music, we know that if we put those things on, then we'd fill this building. We'd fill the building with people looking to be entertained, not with people trying to do the Lord's will and go to heaven. But that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for people who want to go to heaven. People, and that's the reason we exist as a local church, is to help each other. I believe that's the reason the local church exists, to help each other go to heaven together. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for people who want to go to heaven together and to have help and assistance in getting there. And we want to assist each other, and we want to be doing those things, practicing those things that'll help us all go to heaven. It may just be a small minority. We'll welcome anybody that comes and will give their life to Jesus Christ and live the way he wants us to live. But we're not determined to please people. We're determined to please the Lord. What does it take to do that? Well, when you look for a local congregation to be a member of, and if we're going to be a local congregation that people ought to want to be a member of, first of all, we better be saved people. Now, that's kind of a no-brainer, isn't it? Do you want to go worship with a bunch of lost sinners or on the way to hell? Let them encourage you to go there too? I think I'll stay away from there, thank you. I don't want to be a part of that. We better be saved people, so you better look for a group of people who practice and who teach that you have to be baptized in water for the remission of your sins in order to be saved, in order to go to heaven. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. Do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Now, I just eliminated, the Apostle Paul just eliminated about 90% of the churches, the local congregations in Baxter County, Arkansas, because most of them teach that you can be saved without water baptism. Now, listen to me carefully. I'm not trying to judge what individuals are saved or lost. I know that's in the hand of the Lord. James chapter 4, verse 12. There's one lawgiver who's able to save or destroy. Who are you to judge another? Now, it's up to the Lord to determine what individuals will be saved or lost. But what I am telling you, you need to find people to teach what the Bible teaches you to do in order to be saved, because you know when they show you from the book what the Bible says to do to be saved, and they're teaching that they're at least teaching on the right way, and there's where you have the hope of going to heaven if you're following what is being taught there. You better find a congregation that teaches the necessity of being immersed in water for the remission of your sins if you're going to be saved and go to heaven. If you find a congregation teaching something other than that, they're teaching something that will not save your soul and will not save their soul. They're not helping you go to heaven. They're not helping themselves go to heaven. They need to be corrected rather than become a part of that. So that eliminated most all of the congregation that exists around Baxter County. There better be teaching that you have to be immersed in water for the remission of your sins in order to be saved. That's how we get into Christ. Water baptism, immersion, going through the likeness of the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, stands between the sinner and being in Christ and having our soul's salvation. That's the first thing I'd look for if I was looking for a congregation. Then you need to find a church that's not a part of a denomination, because denominational is, now I say a church, I mean a local congregation. I'm using the word church in the sense of local congregation, where it's not joined to any denomination. Almost all of the congregations that exist around Baxter County are a part of a human denomination, and they announce that by the name that's on their building. And if you walked up to them and you asked, tell me, what do I need to do to be a member of this church? They would probably refer you to a creed. They might tell you that you need to go through some classes that will give you a grounding in the creed of that local church. Now, that reminds me, years ago, and you've heard me tell the story before, but it's a true story. When I was preaching in northern New York, we had a visiting preacher there, and we had some visitors from the community, and one of them came up to me. His name was John. He came up to me after service and said, Keith, I like what was preached today. I believe the preacher preached the truth. I'd like to see a copy of your creed so I know if I agree with you folks or not, and so I know whether I want to be a part of you. I said, well, John, here's my Bible. If you don't have a Bible, you're welcome to borrow mine and you read it, because that's what we believe. And if you find it taught there, we believe it. If you don't find it taught there, we don't believe it. And if you show me something in that book I didn't know about, then I'll believe it. And if you show me something that we're doing that book doesn't agree with, I will quit practicing that. This is the only creed we have. And anything you want to know about, I will open my Bible and try to find a place where it talks about that. If I can't find it, I'll say, well, if you'll give me a week, I'll find it. And if we're doing something I can't find in this book, authorized in this book, by the way, we'll quit it. If I have anything to do with it, and I think I have something to do with it, we'll quit it, and we'll only follow what this book, this is the only. The word creed means a short, authoritative statement of belief. This is the only creed this congregation has. This only thing we go by is the Bible. And that's what you need to find. You need to find people that are not a part of any denomination, are just following the Bible. In Acts chapter 11, verses 25 and 26, then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul. When he found him, he brought him to Antioch. And so it was for a whole year they assembled themselves with the church. And the disciples were called Catholics, first in Antioch. Is that how your Bible reads? Well, why do folks call themselves Catholic? And you could go through the names. I just mentioned that as an example. I have Catholic friends, not trying to run them down. But you cannot find in this book how to become a Catholic. If you want to become a Catholic, you're going to have to get the catechism and find out from that how to become, or let a priest teach you how to become, and he'll turn to his catechism and show you from the catechism, an uninspired, and they don't even claim it's inspired. And you can go through the list of every denomination in Baxter County, every denomination in the world, and you won't find in this book how to become a member of that denomination. Just stay away from all denominations. Just be a Christian and find a church that just follows this and is not connected to any denomination or any denominational creed. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 through 13, Paul says, "Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing and that there be no divisions among you." Now let me ask you a question. How can all Christians speak the same thing, be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment? The word mind has to do with attitude. The word judgment has to do with conclusions that we draw. We should have the same attitude and we should come to the same conclusion. Now listen carefully. If we all accept the same standard, now let me ask you this. You go around, you talk to all the churches in Baxter County, somebody representative of every congregation in Baxter County. You ask them, what book do you believe came from God and that we should be following? Now, there may be one or two exceptions. There's probably an exception on Highway 5 when you get up there next to that Exxon station where the folks are the Universalist Unitarians. They probably don't know what book you ought to accept and follow. But most all the churches in Baxter County say, well, the Bible. Well, all right. Then why do you want to get out of creed and say, well, if you'll go by that, you can be one with us? If we'll all go to the same book, the Bible, almost everybody agrees that's the book from God, at least folks in Baxter County. And by the way, if somebody doesn't believe it, I believe I can show them that this is the book. I believe I can give you clear evidence. We studied this several years ago. The evidences that the Bible is the Word of God, that Jesus is the Son of God, that there is one true and living God. We don't just accept that out of emotion. I believe there's evidence that proves those things beyond any shadow of doubt. This is the book that came from God. This is God's Word. We ought to be following it. All right? We all go to the same book, the Bible. We go with the same attitude, faith, and what will be the result? We will all believe the same thing. We'll all speak the same thing. Just throw the denomination, the creeds out the window. Forget about the creed. Just go to the same book. And he goes ahead to say, "For it has been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, that there's contentions or divisions among you." Now, I say this. Each one of you says, "I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Cephas, I'm of Christ." They were wearing sectarian names. And the wearing of sectarian names proves sectarian loyalty. When people want to wear the name of I'm a Baptist, or I'm a Presbyterian, or I'm a Lutheran, that shows sectarian loyalty. They're a member of a denomination. And Paul says, you put away those things. He says, now notice verse 13. It's Christ. And by the way, before we leave verse 12. Or I am of Christ. Some people wearing the name of Christ, but they're using it in a sectarian sense, and they were wrong also. If we can use the name of Christ in a sectarian way, and we'll be wrong on that as well. We just be Christian. That's all we should be. Not a part of any sect at all. Then he says, he asked them some rhetorical questions. Rhetorical questions, not asked to get an answer. They're asked to drive home a point. The implied answer is no. Is Christ divided? Well, of course not. Was Paul crucified for you? Well, of course not. Were you baptized in the name of Paul? Of course not. Then why are you wearing the name Paul? That's what he's driving at. Was John the Baptist crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of John the Baptist? Then why are you wearing that name? What about that? Was Luther crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Luther? Why wear the name Lutheran? And on you can go with all the, and don't use the name of Christ in a sectarian sense. Just be a Christian. Throw away all human creeds. Leave all human denominations and just be a Christian. Nothing more, and nothing less. Now, some future lesson, I'll talk more about this matter of being non-denominational Christian. I believe I need to emphasize that more, but we should be totally away from sectarianism. Just be Christians, nothing more and nothing less. But the name that that church wears, rather than reflecting sectarian loyalty, ought to reflect loyalty to Christ and to God. Christ is not divided. I was baptized in the name of Christ. Christ was crucified for me. And so I want to wear a name, both individually and as a group, that glorifies Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 16, verse 16, we see the authority for a local church to be called a church of Christ. Greet one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ greet you. Now listen carefully. But that's not the only name that this local church could scripturally wear. It may scripturally be called Church of Christ. And that's what this local church... And by the way, in order to own property and have insurance and all of those things, we had to choose a specific name. And Joe was here when we went through all of that as a congregation. I wasn't here. And there's some funny things that happened around that time. I'll let Joe tell you about that because he was here at the time. But that was before I was here. But we had to select some name that was the legal name of this congregation. And so we settled on Highway 5 South Church of Christ. It's a perfectly scriptural name. Well, let me ask you this. Would it be scriptural for us to be the Highway 5 South Church of God? Would that be scriptural? Would that be wrong? Well, in Galatians chapter 1, verse 13, I think I have in your outline 1 Corinthians 1, verse 2, but they both show the same thing. For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. And by the way, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2, Paul addressed himself to the church of God, which is at Corinth. There's a local church called the Church of God at Corinth. Why couldn't we be the Church of God on Highway 5 South? We could. Nothing wrong with that. And here's the reason. Again, this is not in your outline. You can write this in. John chapter 17, verse 10. John 17, 10. Jesus is praying to his Father and says, "And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I'm glorified in them." If you belong to Christ, you belong to God. If you belong to God, you belong to Christ. And Christ is glorified in that. And so it's perfectly fine for this to be the highway. And that, by the way, if we insist, now listen carefully, if we insist the only proper name is Church of Christ, then we're in grave, grave danger of making that a sectarian name. This could be called the Way. You look in your New Testament. How many times is the church called the Way in the book of Acts? There's different names, but all of those names, by the way, why is it the Way? Jesus said, John 14, verse 6, "I am the Way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." And so those who fall in Christ are in the Way, in the church. All the same thing. There's different names, but those names, we must not insist there's only one possible name, but those names must be scripturally authorized names that glorify God and glorify His Son, Jesus Christ. They don't glorify a human. They don't glorify a way. They don't glorify a sect or denomination. They just glorify God, and they just glorify His Son, Christ. I think my favorite name, the one that I got the biggest kick out of. I was driving, this was in southwest Arkansas, out in the country, close to Nashville, Arkansas. And I passed a building that had the name on the building. I'm trying to remember. It was the Floyd T. Jeans Memorial, African Methodist Episcopal Church. Now, you get all that in one name. But, you know, I've seen others just about as common. Now, what were they glorifying? I don't know who Floyd T. Jeans was, but they knew, and they thought enough of him that they named the church for him. Well, I think enough of Christ that this church is called for Him. I think enough of God that this church should be called for Him. Only a name that glorifies God or glorifies Christ. Nothing else. And no sectarian names. And that church ought to be following the Bible. No uninspired creed. I want to challenge you on this, brethren. you come to me and you ask me, Keith, why do you teach this or why do you believe this? And I'll do one of two things. I'll either take you to a verse that shows you why, one of three things. I'll take you to a verse that shows you why we do that. Or I'll say, well, now, give me a few days and I'll find the answer. Or I'll say, you know what? I think we're wrong on that. We need to change. I'll do one of those three. And if you don't believe, you just try me on that. I believe Joe Davis used to do the same thing. You just try us on that. We better be able to put our finger on the verse that shows why we do what we do, because this is the only, I don't care about your creeds. If you go to any denomination around Mountain Home, you want to know why they do those things that are peculiar to them. They're going to have to take you, and they'll either have a statement that might be called a creed, it might be called a manual, it might be called different things. It might be called the constitution of that church. They'll take you to something that is written by uninspired men that'll show you what they believe and what they practice. But I want to find a church and you just take them to this and show from this what we do. And if I can't show it from this, then I'm going to quit. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. We want to follow the scriptures in all things, not turning aside from the scriptures in anything. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. What does it mean to do all in the name of the Lord Jesus? It means to do it by His authority. I can still remember the first time, now listen carefully, the first time I heard a preacher who was a member of the Church of Christ, actually was an elder, this was in about 1980 or 81 in Conway. And I and the elders of the Northside Church of Christ in Conway, where I was preaching at that time, were meeting on Sunday afternoon with the elders and the preacher from another local church. Well, it wasn't local. It was out in the country from their Church of Christ. And we had some differences we were talking about. And I was doing most of the talking for the church there where I preached. And one of the elders doing most of the talking for the other congregation. And very frankly, I'm telling you this truthfulness, I'd backed him into a corner. He couldn't answer some questions I was asking. And he got frustrated and he turned red in the face. He said, well, we do lots of things without Bible authority. I was shocked. He said, we do lots of things without Bible authority. And I replied, and that was off the top of my head, and it wasn't bald then. It was off the top of my head. And that's been a long time ago. But I'd still make the same reply today. I said, you sure do, but we don't. You show me one thing we do without Bible authority, and I'll make a public confession of sin this evening. I won't wait till tomorrow. I won't wait till next Sunday. We'll make a public confession. And by the way, all the elders there were with me on that. We got to be able to put, if you can't put your finger on the verse that proves it, you better leave it alone. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Do in His name means do it by His authority. And yet now I hear many, many brethren say, we do lots of things without Bible authority. To which I reply, you sure do. And you better quit it. You need to have book, chapter, and verse for everything that you believe, teach, and practice. Everything we need is right here. And we're going to be judged by this on that last great day. For I testify, Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19, to everyone who hears the words of prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to these things, God shall add to him the plagues that are written in this book. If anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. You take any creed written by men, I don't care who it is, I don't care what church it is, I don't care what denomination, any creed written by man. If it has more than the Bible, it has too much. God's going to add to you the plagues that are written in the book. If it has less than the Bible, it doesn't have enough. You'll have your name taken out of the book of life. If it has the same thing as the Bible, throw it away. You don't need it. Just use the Bible. And it doesn't have the same thing as the Bible. If it did, you wouldn't have to have it. What you want is just book, chapter, and verse. And what you want is to find a church that's determined to follow book, chapter, and verse. And everything that we teach, everything that we practice. And when you find those folks, you worship with those folks. You work with those folks. And you help those folks study, because you know what? Keith Sharp doesn't know everything. Joe Davis doesn't know everything. The members of this congregation, we don't know everything. We're willing to learn more. I learn more just about every day. Of course, as I get older, I forget a lot of things too. But I'm learning more things every day. More about the Lord's will. You feel free. You don't have to accept anything that I say because I say it. If I can't put my finger on the verse and use it in the right way, not the misuse of a verse, but use it in the right way, you feel free to correct me. Don't you be bashful about that. We all can work together, study together, go to heaven together, doing God's will together, being one in Christ Jesus. All right, let's summarize. What denomination should you join? Just run away from denominations like the plague. In fact, it's worse than the plague. The plague will kill you bodily. Denominationalism will kill you spiritually. Stay away from all denominations. Don't join any denomination. Just become a member that Jesus built by believing and obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Repent of your sins. Confess with your mouth your faith in Christ Jesus. Be baptized in water for the remission of your sins. You'll be saved. The Lord will add you to His body, His church. And you won't have to join any denomination. Just stay away from those sects, those denominations. But then you need to be a member of a local congregation. And you find one just simply a group of Christians, humble Christians that know we can be wrong, but the Lord's always right. And we're willing to be corrected. And if we're doing something wrong, if we're teaching something wrong, if we're practicing something wrong, just show us from this book where we're wrong. We'll make the change. We know we're not. We know we don't know everything. I know what I'm doing my best. I haven't got it all memorized, but I'm working on it. I don't know everything. I don't know all the meanings of the figures and the symbols of the book of Revelation, but I'm working on it. Just keep studying God's word, growing together, doing His will together. And by the grace of God, we'll all go to heaven together. Just be a Christian, nothing more and nothing less. Invite you to come while together we stand and sing the song, Brother Lynn.